Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
And welcome, everybody. Great to be with you, and great, it is an honor, frankly, to have you in the audience. 503-589-1220, that's the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to send me an email, I will do my very darndest to read it on the air. Because what you think about the things we talk about, the political things we talk about over a cup of coffee, what you think about them matters. Sometimes you guys come up with some brilliant stuff. And I'm going to talk about some of that. We got lots of emails to read today. By the way, a couple of things that are Oregon-based stories that I want to comment on and get your thoughts about them. And then there's a great piece by Walter Williams, economics professor, George Mason University. Great columnist. You've heard him fill in for Rush Limbaugh and others. He's a black conservative. No. Yep, absolutely. And he has written this powerful piece about diversity on American campuses, which is happening not only in Oregon on our college campuses, folks, but it's much deeper than that. He's only addressing colleges. It's deeper than that. It's all in your school systems, K through 12. And we are not teaching the basics, but we are teaching race, diversity. Listen to what he concludes his piece about here. And I'm going to share this with you just to tease you a little bit because I do want to get into this. This is stunning statistics about how many people are employed in the diversity business. But here's his conclusion. Quote, both in and out of academia, the content of a man's character is no longer as important as the color of his skin, his sex, his sexual preferences, or his political loyalties. That's a vision that spells tragedy for our nation. Yeah, I would say so. Okay, a couple of things that are absolutely pertinent here to Oregon. And here's what they are. There's two stories that I want to talk about today. And by the way, both of these you can see at OregonWatchdog.com. Sort of like Oregon's Drudge Report, although they're not anti-Trump, like apparently Drudge is. I mean, you read the headlines on Drudge, folks. Like right now, I'm going to divert for this just for a quick moment. I know that drives some of you crazy. My apologies. Here's the headline on Drudge. Bolton ready. Executive privilege fight. Cracks in Republican unity. No, there aren't. There aren't any cracks in Republican unity. Not hardly. It's the same never Trumpers. I don't know why Drudge does this. But again, Drudge is a never Trumper. So there you go. With the fact that the Iranians sent anywhere between 15 and 22 missiles, depending on who you believe, fired from, these are ballistic missiles, which means they went way up into the atmosphere and came back around and dropped into Iraq, fired from Iran into Iraq, right? So what should Trump do? How should he respond? What should America do? Now, apparently, no Americans were killed here. Apparently, there were no casualties at all. So, is this something that the Iranians did actually to save face with their own people, knowing that they were, that these missiles were not going to be precise, and it's difficult to know whom to believe? Because you hear, and last night when the news broke about this, I'm listening to Fox going wall to wall with it, of course, and they're talking with various people saying that Iran has the ability to target very specific things. And they gave the instance of the cruise missiles, which supposedly came from Yemen. They're all Iranian, folks, with Iranian markings as they found the debris later on. and that they had targeted the Saudi oil facility. Remember that attack? So they can target that with cruise missiles, but they cannot target ballistic missiles effectively. Do you believe that? Was this really just Iran trying to save a little face? And is it smart for Trump to realize that? Because nobody got hurt. As far as we know, not even, as again, I have not seen a report, but nobody got hurt on this thing. So Iran fires off a bunch of missiles, claims victory. They got what they wanted, didn't they? Apparently, they gave Iraq a heads up that this was coming. How did we not know it was coming? Or did we know? And that's part of Trump's non-response so far. Now, he's going to talk to the nation in just a little bit. So what should he do? What should America do? What is the implications if he strikes back? How should he strike back? But more importantly, here's what I want to know from you. Should we just wash our hands of all the Middle East? I'm quite serious now. What's your impressions? Are you tired of this whole mess? Tired of spending American money defending nations that ought to be defending themselves, oil-rich nations that ought to be defending themselves? There's a lot of implications here. But at your most gut level, what do you think America ought to do here? What ought to be our response? I really want to hear from you. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. What's your viewpoint here? Now, I will tell you, and by the way, I'm sorry, we don't have any telephones. Sorry, we're still having some technical difficulty. So apparently you can't call in. We're working on it. Producer Phil's working on it. I don't know what's going on, but you can still email me, however. And that may be your most important way to speak your mind today. Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am is how you can communicate to me today until we get the phone thing fixed. Jeff at 1220.am. 20% of the world's oil comes through the Strait of Hormuz. 20%. Now, the Iranians have been attacking ships, right? They've been taking them hostage. They attacked our U.S. sailors. We know all about that. They shot down a drone that was in international airspace. We did nothing. We did nothing with all of that. Now, that's consistent with Trump, isn't it? Isn't that consistent with what Trump is saying? All along, this was part of his anti-war. Let's get out. Let's quit spending money. Start investing money in things that really make a difference, like, oh, maybe building a southern wall on the southern border. Now, why do I add that into the mix here? Well, we've spent something on the order of about $7 trillion now, I think is the latest number, in these wars in both Iraq and Afghanistan. These are not wars for oil, because we're not getting the bulk of anybody's oil over there. We're certainly not getting, I mean, Iran doesn't have. Okay, so actually there is a number you can call on. Let me hand it out to you now. I just got a text from, we have a workaround. So if you want to comment on what America should do in response to the Iranian escalation here, here's the number you can call. 503-967-8006. I'll repeat it again. 503-967-8006. 967-8006. That's a 503. 967-8006. What should we do? If we shut down, in fact, I was watching Hannity last night when the news broke about the Iranians were, it was on Tucker Carlson's show, and and Hannity came on, and he had Lindsey Graham on. And guess what? Lindsey Graham says, you know, at the end of his interview with Hannity, he said, I just got off the phone with President Trump. And let me just say this. If the Iranians want to be in the oil business, they better back off. The Iranians have three major oil refineries, and they have export terminals. It's the only way they get money, by and large. It's the only way they have the money to be able to have a military, number one. And number two is to develop nuclear weapons. Trump has said very specifically, we will not allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. Well, how are you going to stop them if they're still exporting oil? You have to take out their oil capacity. It's the only way they get money. All right, so what happens if you do that? Well, 20% of the world's oil goes through that Strait of Hormuz that is exposed to a lot of Iran. Iranians start attacking ships. Now, we're moving ships and we're moving troops in there. What do you think we ought to do? Should we take out their oil capacity? I mean, sooner or later, folks, whether it was the Iran deal, which Trump wisely got out of, which didn't matter because the Iranians were violating it anyway. But what do we do now? They were going to get, and they are going to get, a nuclear weapon unless we basically economically destroy them. They will strike back on that. We're putting some sanctions. We have sanctions on them now, but they don't go far enough. Do you know that we could impose even greater sanctions? Yes, we could. We could take out their oil capacities. They would then begin shooting they will be shooting missiles at everybody. How does that help them? But they will also be attacking ships, and they have the ability to attack oil tankers with missiles, with surface-to-air missiles, with air-to-surface missiles, and ship-to-ship missiles. They've been demonstrating it. Okay, oil prices are down again today. They spiked a little bit. The stock market went down about 400 points in the futures. Right now, the futures are at 23 down. Everybody's awaiting what Trump is going to do. Oil prices are off 50 cents, down to 62.21 as we speak. Oil prices, what happens if Trump goes back after the Iranians? What do you think should be done? Let me know. We'd love to hear from you. 503-967-8006. 967-8006. 20 minutes after, back in a moment.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
All right, friends. Actually, we've got a different phone number for you. That number is not working today. Here's the number that is. If you want to comment on what Trump should do, what America should do, maybe what the world should do, with the Iranians firing missiles into Iraq, trying to kill American troops. Or were they really trying to kill American troops? Were they just saving face? But how should we respond? At some point, these people are going to get a nuclear weapon. Is the world a safer place because the Iranians get a nuclear weapon? Should they have the right to get a nuclear weapon? Or have they forfeited that right in humanity by all the incredible things that they have been doing, well-documented, very well-documented all across the world, the terrorism they have not only been funding, this guy Soleimani, as it is incredibly well documented, again, has been organizing. Have they forfeited the right to act as a sovereign nation? I'm quite serious. Trump's going to speak at 8 o'clock our time. Excuse me. Yeah, 8 o'clock. It's 11 a.m. Eastern time, so it'll be 8 o'clock Pacific. So we'll hear what he has to say. Well, I want to know what you think. 503-967-8006 is the working phone number today. We only have one line at a time. 503-967-8006. Yesterday, I told you that I didn't sleep well. And last night that I told you I was going to do this, right? I was going to take some CBD oil before I went to bed. I did. And I slept like a baby. I did. Now, this works for me. Maybe it'll work for you. But you know what? You don't always get what you think you're getting when you buy CBD products. It's a problem. It's a problem in this industry. And it's one of the reasons that there will be regulation coming from the federal government. In the meantime, who do you trust? We hear all these ads, right, about CBD. Let me tell you who I trust. Vim Natural Supplements and Body Care. Down on South Commercial, South Salem, right next to Safeway. They sell CannaShield. CannaShield is their brand of CBD products. It is made in Oregon, and it is sourced CBD only from Oregon. Now, Oregon has the highest standards, believe me, as a hemp farmer, I know this. They have the highest standards. And you can be assured that you're not only getting Oregon-grown product that's grown to Oregon's high standards, but you're also getting exactly what they say is on the label. This is important. Because why bother? If you're not going to get the effect, why buy CBD products from somebody whom you can't really trust to know what's in their product? You don't have that problem with Vim. Check them out on the web at Vim Salem. That's V-I-M, vimsalem.com, vimsalem.com. CannaShield. It's good stuff. It works. So 503-967-8006 is the number to call today. 503-967-8006, or shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. This is a complicated area. Iran has ever since the mullahs took over in the late 70s, has wanted to wipe Israel off the map. They want to wipe America off the map. Obama has that disastrous deal where he gives them pallet loads of literal cash, which they acknowledge, John Kerry at the time acknowledged, is probably going to be used to fund terrorism. Probably has been used to kill American soldiers. Didn't matter to them because they were under the mistaken, typical liberal leftist idea that appeasement works. It never has and it never will, because bullies will always be bullies. But it's even worse than that, because these people believe that they must kill the infidel. And the infidel to them is Christianity. The infidel to them is the Jewish religion, Israel. So do we just take our troops and our money and we leave Iraq and Afghanistan and say to the Saudis, you know what? This is your problem now. You got lots of money. Trump has sort of been doing that, hasn't he? We say to all of the other oil-producing rich nations that we have been protecting for decades, at a great cost to you, you know what? This is your problem now. You have the money. Build up your militaries. We'll help you, but you got to put boots on the ground. You have to buy more of our F-35s. You have to develop your own Patriot missile batteries to defend against the ballistic missiles. You have to decide if you're going to allow Iran to get nuclear weapons. You have to do it. What do you think? Is it time for America to leave the Middle East or to force a different direction? What do you think Trump should do? What should America do? Is it going to lead to war? Should we let them get away with this? What do you think? 503-967-8006. 503-967-8006. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. It's a big deal. Why is it a big deal? I mean, how does this impact you? Oil prices have spiked, but they're going back down. And you know why that is? Because America is now the world's number one producer of crude oil and oil-related products. We are exporting oil now, folks. Did you know that? That makes us energy independent. Now, folks, that happened with technology developed actually in the latter years of Clinton's administration and then Bush's administration, and it really took off. It's called fracking. And in fact, we are finding that some old oil fields are actually producing oil again, even without fracking. Now, how can that be? Well, that's a whole nother topic for another day. But the bottom line is this, folks. The stock market, which was down 400 points, just opened. It's down 32 points now. Oil prices are falling. America is no longer dependent on oil. So does that mean we should walk away from the Middle East? What do you think? 503-967-8006. 967-8006. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'll tell you this. I've been to war twice in the Middle East as an embedded radio broadcaster with the Oregon National Guard with combat infantry units in Iraq in 04 and Afghanistan in 06. You know, we've been there a long time and things aren't getting any better. In fact, they got worse. They got worse because what happens when you have, when you take something away and you create a void? Nature tells us that something rushes in to take its place, right? A vacuum. You create a vacuum and then you open it up. Boom, air rushes in. Something is going to rush in. That's exactly what happened when Obama chose to leave Iran in the way that he did. Now, we never really truly left there. But the bottom line was it created the rise of ISIS. There were other factors in play there. Plus, the Obama administration had this idea that somehow, for some reason, that they were going to do things like, allow for the creation of some caliphate or something. And that's that whole Syrian thing, Libyan thing, all of that happened under Obama. It created additional instability. So now what do? If we leave now, without something taking its place, what happens? Does ISIS resurge? You tell me. 503-967-8006. 503-967-8006. I, for one, having been there and seen the devastation that war creates, I don't like war. It is necessary sometimes. And if it is necessary, you go in, you win, you make sure that the right people are in place, and then you leave. That's never as easy as that. We just go back and think about it. We're still in Europe, folks, after World War II. Now, we weren't in Europe after World War I, were we? And, of course, they had their recessions, and Hitler came to power. We had to go back to war again. We haven't left. Things have been relatively stable. Now, what do we do in the Middle East? 503-967-8006. 503-967-8006. Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. I'm just curious what you think Trump should do. What do you think he will do? Now, there's a political angle to this. And I'll tell you what it is. So much of what Trump said when he got elected was attractive to a certain group of people. And these are people, frankly, that kind of like me, are sick and tired of war. So let me ask you that. Does Trump lose with that group of people if he doesn't pull us out of the places that we're currently involved in war? Maybe not entirely out of the Middle East, folks, but out of Iraq. I mean, look, the Iraqi parliament just said, hey, we want you out of here. Okay, fine. And what did Trump say? He said, you know what? Yeah, we'll leave when you pay us for that massive air base we built. Should we just leave? All right, friends, we're going to take a break. Back in a moment. 5-0, I guess apparently we just don't have phones for whatever reason. I'm sorry. We'll keep going. Back in a moment.
We can't always know if the places we shop support our beliefs. So when we find businesses that are the good guys, we make it a priority to support them. The Patriots at InfoWars know that to help you find the best value, we need to give you the best prices and highest quality products available on the market. InfoWarsStore.com has the very best gear, from water filtration systems to clothes to fan favorite supplements, all at unbelievable savings. Because of your support and the support of stations like this, we're giving something back. Use promo code KSLM when you shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and we will be giving you a gift valued at $20 as a thank you for your order. Because we also support the good guys, when promo code KSLM is used, we will be giving a portion of all sales back to this station. Support us and the good guys today. InfoWarsStore.com, promo code KSLM.
Stop the car. We gotta move. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Great to have you with us. This is an important day because the president's going to set forth about 8 o'clock West Coast time his response to Iran launching all of those ballistic missiles into Iraq last night. Now, my apologies to all of you out there who have been trying to call, because producer Phil has been trying to answer your phone calls. We're just having technical difficulties for some reason. I don't know what it is, but it is. By the way, producer Phil, mute your mic, please. But you still can communicate to me, and you can do that through the internet. It's really easy. You just fire up the computer and shoot me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. What should Trump do? What should America do? Is it time we left? Is it time we just left the countries that we've been engaged in combat operations? What fills that void? Does it give rise to ISIS again, to the Taliban again? Will they start training terrorists to come back to America and kill us? What do we do? Are you tired of war? More importantly, does Trump, to keep a certain group of people in his camp for the upcoming election, which is incredibly important, folks, to the future of this nation, is to keep Donald Trump doing what he's doing, deregulating unnecessary regulations, unleashing the power of free enterprise, of capitalism, to make people's lives better, to restore our republic to the foundations of our founders, our constitutional republic, by putting constitutional judges on the federal bench at every level. That's what's at stake, folks. To the future that matters to you, to your grandkids, to your children, to future generations not even born. It's all hanging in the balance. And if a certain group of people are going to desert Trump, it could be this group of people that largely voted for him, and they are some of them out there, because he said, I'm done with these wars. I'm done spending all this money on this. Doesn't he have to follow through on that? Sorry that we can't take your phone calls, but I can certainly read your emails on the air. Shoot me an email, jeff@1220.am, jeff@1220.am. I, for one, having gone to war twice, the Oregon National Guard as an embedded broadcaster, combat infantry units in both Iraq and Afghanistan, I can tell you, I'm done. It's time for us to get out of there. But in a smart way. What is that smart way? Well, to stop the Taliban and to stop the mullahs of Iran being able to influence the terrorists, because they already are. They're already spreading terrorism. They're using our money to do it. To stop that, we've got to bring them to their knees with both sanctions. And frankly, if we have to take out their oil facilities, they'll respond. They'll be a problem throughout the world for a time in terms of oil prices and oil availability. Oil prices will spike. More or American companies will do what? Keep fracking. And American oil will fill that pipeline, at least partially. The other thing that we have to do is to make sure that when we leave war-torn countries like Iraq and Syria and Afghanistan, that the people, their neighbors, their oil-producing neighbors, step up to the plate for the first time ever with troops, with money, with infrastructure. It's time, folks. It's time the Saudis and the Omanis and the Kuwaitis, everybody that's been benefiting from the trillions of dollars that you, as an American taxpayer, have put into protecting their oil. It's no longer necessary for America because we're oil independent. We're exporting oil now. But for the rest of the world, these countries need to protect themselves from their own neighbors. And frankly, what's fascinating is that what Trump has been doing very quietly behind the scenes is stitching together a stronger alliance between former enemies. That's right. Israel, Jordan, the Saudis, the Kuwaitis, the Egyptians. They need to solve this problem themselves, and we need to get the heck out of there, but in a smart way. Don't you agree? Can't take your phone calls, but I do want to get your ideas and what you think Trump should do. Emails, you can still send me, jeff@1220.am. I've got an email from Lee, and I'm going to read it. He says, it's interesting that ballistic missiles didn't hit anything. We don't want a new war, but complete the war that was started. The general, meaning Soleimani, has his followers that must be stopped, hopefully, by their own people. Our reaction should be swift in a loving way. If lives are threatened or taken, only. That crosses a line. then you retaliate with force. The Iranian people are happy and thinking that America, thanking America, rather, for removing their problems. Soleimani is what he means. That terrorized their people. Yes, you may not hear this on the mainstream media, but Soleimani and the Quds force that he headed up was responsible for murdering about 1,500 of their own people in last year's protests. Lee continues and says, why aren't we hearing more about that? Well, because that's not in the mainstream far leftist media's best interest. He writes, it's all about gas, question mark? Anyone that thinks that this has to do, that this has to believe that American military is weak. If it was about gas, we would control all the gas over there. Our vehicles, planes, and ships would roll up to the gas station and fill up without paying. We must stand our ground, protect our borders for future generations. If you think that a belief that teaches anyone should die that doesn't believe the way you do is okay, which is what Islam is, folks, that's what he's referring to. It's killing the infidel. He continues, then you're ignorant or you're part of the problem. They want to kill you and your children. Our troops have been over there for years to assist and build up their ability to also fight. Finally, Mr. Trump is saying, you must participate more instead of retreating to your palace. If we pull out, then ISIS will grow and become a bigger threat to us and others. We must stand our ground to allow others to live their lives without fear. So he concludes his comments saying we need to stand our ground. You agree with that? What do you think? Emails to Jeff at 1220.am. We have no phones today. So I got an email from Rich. Here's what he says. So think of this. Iran strikes to save face and tell their people that we are scared of them because they struck at our bases and we never returned a strike? Question mark. And or were they just checking to see how well they can aim as a test? Because the next phase for the next phase of attacks. Or maybe both under the disguise of bad aiming? Well, that's an interesting thought. Look, I think that they have more precision guidance systems than what we're maybe being told. I think the fact that they could precisely hit particular parts of the Saudi oil refinery in a way to cripple it. I mean, really, it knocked out 50% of the Saudi main oil refinery's ability to produce oil, refine it. Okay, so if they can do that, why couldn't they do a better job of aiming these ballistic missiles? Yeah, I'm skeptical. I think they purposefully did this because they know we can wipe out their, not only their economy, but we can wipe out their ability to produce oil, which ultimately wipes out their economy. They can't afford that. Because at some point, if they can't produce food and electricity, because we can take out their nuclear reactors too, that provide their electricity. At some point, yeah, their people will revolt. The mullahs will no longer be in control. The mullahs like control. Art wrote me an email. Again, you can send an email to Jeff at 1220.am. We don't have any phones today. Here's what Art writes. Good must not ignore evil. Good must not ignore evil. Otherwise, it will grow and destroy us. Peace through strength. Okay, so how do we do that? How do we continue to carry a big stick? Like Teddy Roosevelt said, what do we do? Do we ignore good? Or we do ignore evil, rather, can we afford, can the world afford to let this group of radicals, and everybody knows that Iran is fomenting terror throughout the entire world. Do we just let them continue to do that? What happens if they get a nuclear weapon? Would they follow through, literally, on wiping Israel off the face of the earth? Do you think the Israelis would let them do that? What should we do? Back in a moment, friends. It'll be a very short break, and we'll be at the end of the show.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Well, apparently the stock market likes Trump's response so far because it went from 400 points down on the futures earlier this morning to now being up after the market has opened 32 points. What should Trump do? It's not easy. Friends, I want to remind you, by the way, you know what? We're blessed to live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. And we are because of capitalism. That's really it. Free markets. Liberty. Your right to pursue happiness. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what drives great companies, great local companies, to start a business and to provide a service to you or products to you. And one of our great advertisers is Diamond Royalty Rides, because they're providing a service, the service of making you feel special, or someone that you care about feel very special. You know, they are right here in Salem, and you can check out, by the way, their website. It's diamondroyaltyrides.com. Diamond Royalty Rides, plural, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Get a great website. In fact, you can reserve a limousine and a driver right there on their website. They talk about the services that they offer. But most of all, they sell something that's really intangible. You know what that is? Making someone feel very special for a special occasion. Birthdays, bar mitzvahs, graduations, wedding anniversaries, or even Valentine's Day. It's coming up pretty soon. So why don't you make somebody feel special? A great local company with great local service, diamondroyaltyrides.com. Check them out on the web. Well, look, it's going to be very interesting to see what Trump really does here. I, for one, am ready to leave the war-torn countries, but not in a complete vacuum. I also agree with Lee. He thinks we ought to stay. I think we should leave, but here's where I agree with him. If American lives are lost, we cannot allow that to happen. And we cannot allow it to happen without severe retaliation. The only thing that the mullahs understand is power. And if we're weak, they won't stop doing what they've been doing to us for years. Yeah, there is a new sheriff in town. His name is Donald J. Trump. We'll see what he has to say later on today. Folks, pray for Trump. Pray for this great nation. Pray for peace in the Middle East. See you tomorrow.